Well, I just want to talk a little bit about the beta process and accreditation. There's a lot of talk in the public health arena about accreditation. Our state of Utah was very much against accreditation. There's 12 health departments, and they all voted the health officers to not even participate, even mention the A word around. But then my board of health decided that if we were going to complain about accreditation, we better find out what it is and go ahead and provide some type of input. So we went ahead and applied for the beta process to see if we go ahead and be accepted. We'll get into how many people applied, but where we thought we were at was right here. And then as we started looking at the domains, we realized that we've got a long ways to go to get to the end of accreditation type of thing. Accreditation is voluntary and it's for the advancement of the performance of public health. And so it's a voluntary program, but we want to give our input into what was in the process. These are all the partners involved with accreditation. There was 148 people that applied for the beta process. 30 were accepted, 8 states, 19 locals, 3 tribal. And there were some departments only 5 people, and there's some that were a whole state and locals tied together. So it was very, very large and very, very small. And it's interesting how everybody does things differently as far as their health departments. In Utah, we have 29 counties and we have 12 health departments. Some are single county, some are multiple county. These are the states, the locations throughout the United States, and then there's 3 tribes. The first thing to do is we want to put together an accreditation work group. Jeff Combs here, my deputy director, we made him the accreditation coordinator. And if there's any questions, you can talk to Jeff afterwards. But he did most of the work putting all this together, our accreditation. And I'll talk about that a little bit. There's basically 6 or 7 parts to the accreditation process. We just did the first 5. We did a pre-application, we did an application, and then we did a self-assessment. And that's where you look at yourself and you rank yourself in 3 different levels. And then we had a site visit, and then there was a decision that came to the health department where we're at. It's basically based on the 10 essentials of public health, assessment, policy development, and assurances is all the domains go through. What happened is the best way that we did our accreditation process and the beta test is that we took each one of the domains, and what Jeff did is he said, okay, we're going to meet every other week. We had 3 months to do this in the beta process. And so we would sit down during this hour meeting, and he'd only have 1 hour and 15 minutes as his maximum time for meetings. So we knew where he was going to get in and out of our meetings. But we'd sit down and look at this domain, and then we'd say, okay, who has the documentation to show that we have done this at our health department? And do we have it? Do we not have it? So it was either not demonstrated, and you see ND on some of the things, and partially demonstrated or demonstrated. And so we'd go ahead and we'd say this, we have this or that. And then in our main file server, Jeff made it so that in there we had all the domains by levels and all the subcategories. So if we had a document, we'd copy it off in a PDF file and drop it into that folder so we'd have that documentation in case when we go through the beta accreditation process that we could document what we did have. Like I said, the scoring was a 3-point scoring. It was not demonstrated, partially demonstrated, or demonstrated. After we went through the process, they came and did a site review. This is our site view people. We had a person from Cook County, Chicago, a very large health department. What they tried to do is match up to the size of the health department. Our health department is about 40 employees. And so they tried to match up a health officer that was about the same size as our health department, brought in people that match our health department. So they have a pretty good understanding that they're looking apples to apples when they look at things that you should be demonstrating or not. It wasn't as painful as we thought it was as we went through the process. That's what we were really afraid of. We were pretty nervous when they came to give us our review. But this is the score sheet that they provided to us. And as you can see, ND, the first column, is not demonstrated, partially demonstrated, demonstrated. We had not prepared for accreditation at all. So you have to realize we had 3 months to pull together what we had within our files. This is in the summary of the chart in the bottom. It has the 10 different domains. If you notice in domain number 9, we scored 25%. And so we did pretty good in that, but we knew that we had problems there. If you look at this slide here, this is domain 8 through 10. The number is what they gave us. The colored is what we determined ourselves. So if you look at where we did our self-assessment with the colored cells, we were pretty well right on in what the accreditation committee came up with us. So we actually had a pretty good idea. We knew that we needed to do some quality improvement. We knew that we hadn't done a community health improvement plan. And so those type of things we scored very low in on that. What we learned is quality improvement goes with accreditation. We were afraid, most of the health officers, that this tied in that you had to be credentialed or certified. All your nurses had to have masters in public health, or your directors all had to be MDs or MPHs or whatever. But that was not the case, and we had a much better understanding where we're at by doing our community assessments. And the other thing that we've learned is that you need to document. There's a lot of things people do in your different jobs, but a lot of times you don't document. So document is our main things. And in all likeliness, accreditation is going to be tied to funding, even though they say it's not. But what they're going to do is go ahead and give you additional credits if you're an accredited health department. So your chances of getting funding is going to be a lot higher if you're accredited. And we've seen in the state of Utah, because of our process of doing the beta process and looking at accreditation, that other health departments within the state are actually doing the accreditation process or doing steps to help them prepare for that. The main thing about quality improvement is you plan, you do, you check, and you act, and you just a cycle, and you look at where you're at and where you're going, and that was the important things. Policies and procedures review, what we did is in our quality improvement plans we didn't have, we looked at our policies, we noticed that we hadn't reviewed our policies for over the last 10 to 20 years, some of our policies make regulations. And so you're supposed to do them every 5 years. So what we did was set up a QI thing. This is where how many policies have been done in the last 5 years. And we said in the next 3 years, we're going to have 30%, 66%. And so that was the thing. We set up something in our dental clinic, in our vision stream. In our WIC clinic, we looked at vaccinations for kids. And so we looked at the baseline. We hired a nurse full-time to work in that department for 3 years. We wanted to see how many kids we actually had up-to-date vaccinations. When we pulled up the records and looked at verified, we only had 5.6% of the kids verified with vaccinations under the age of 2 and only 28% under the age of 5. So you can go ahead and hire people and tell them to do a job, but if you don't document and do quality improvement, then you can't set standards. So this also says, okay, we have a full-time person here doing these vaccinations. We want to see 80% of the kids vaccinated by the end of the year. You don't try to send a job performance type of things also. So that was another one of the QI projects. And so this started all in September of 2009 with the beta process. And so this is the first year of 2011 that we're going through the vaccination. So at the end of the year, we'll see where the WIC is doing with the vaccinations. We have a lot better understanding, but if you're going to look at accreditation or doing things to improve your health department, there's three major components. One is have a community assessment. And we did that three different ways. We had a professional poster called Dan Jones Company that cost us about $10,000 to go out and survey the community. We did focus groups with individuals that we paid $25 to come in and talk, 20 people at a time. And then we also took the IBIS program, it's a state program where we improved data where our encounters or where we're at as far as number of cancers, number of people that have different types of diseases, heart, those type of things. So we use those three types of things to go into our community health assessment. And right now we're doing a community health improvement plan where we're bringing on all the medical providers, aging, mental health, the hospitals, medical doctors, pharmacists, morticians, school districts, and talk about what's the most important things as far as health that they see within the community, and then we'll create an agency strategic plan, and hopefully each one of those other agencies that we're doing the community health improvement plan will do a strategic plan for their agency also. And hopefully by the time we get this all done, we'll feel like we've gone to Camelot. But that's basically what the beta process has taught us. Like I said, we were very much against doing any type of accreditation or accountability, but we found that once we started looking at our data, that really quality improvement is the secret. And so to improve public health, you need to find out what the baseline is and set some goals and some objectives to improve the public health. And it's important to look to see what the needs are within a community so you focus your attention to those areas where you have the limited dollars to spend attention. So I appreciate that. Thank you.